USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Legal challenges have begun against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to get his border wall built. Republican Congressman Will Hurd tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president is setting a dangerous precedent.
In the great state of Texas, we care about a little thing called private property, and there's going to be over 1,000 ranchers and farmers potentially impacted if the government comes in and takes their land. And this is how they do it. They say, hey, we need this land. Here's what we're going to give you, and they get to automatically take it, and then the rancher or the landowner has to go in and fight in court to make sure that they're at a minimum getting what they are owed because of the price of the land.
Trump administration officials say the president is expected to veto any resolution passed by Congress condemning his decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is no longer in the running for U.N. ambassador. Some reports say she employed an illegal immigrant as a nanny about 10 years ago. Some senators were not supportive of her possible nomination because of her lack of foreign policy experience. The U.S. Air Force has begun flying tons of humanitarian aid to Colombia on the Venezuelan border in hopes it will eventually be released by the regime in Caracas. John Clemens reports.
C-17 cargo planes from Homestead Air Reserve Base in Florida arrived in Cucuta, Colombia, with enough aid for thousands of people. Mark Green, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, says there's more to come.
This is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Venezuelan Socialist President Nicolas Maduro is blocking the aid from the U.S., saying it is not necessary.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Patrick Leahy defends Congress's funding agreement. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Congress voted Thursday for a negotiated budget that did not include the president's requested funding for border security. In the Democratic weekly address, Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy talks about the bipartisan agreement.
This week, Republicans and Democrats from both the House and the Senate came together. We ignored the distractions and the tweet storms coming from the White House, and we reached an agreement to fund our government and make responsible investments in the American people. It's not the agreement any one of us would have reached by ourselves, but it's a good agreement.
As far as the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get its funding, Leahy says there is no national emergency, and no one who subscribes to reality can claim otherwise.
Police now believe that actor Jesse Smollett was not attacked in late January by two men as a hate crime. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are the attack appears to be a hoax, and the two men arrested Wednesday claimed that they were paid to help Smollett stage it. When police released the two brothers, their lawyers said,
"My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case."
But if it was a hoax, those two men could still face charges. Word is police are also looking to interview the actor again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.